I kept hearing that this morning, Lord, keep moving, just keep moving. And I thought about, I was thinking about some things this morning about the children of Israel. And how many knows, man, put that scripture up there. It's in, I believe it's Exodus chapter 3. I want to read the scripture. And I am come down to deliver them. He's talking to Moses. God, this is God talking to Moses about the children of Israel that's over in Egypt, enslaved. He said, and I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land into a what? Good land, a large land. Into a land flowing with milk and honey, unto a place of the Canaanites and Hittites. I want you to notice something here, though. I'll get something in a minute. Unto a place of the Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is coming to me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest go for, bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But I want you to notice something. God is sending Moses. I'm going to make a point to this. God is sending Moses. Moses goes on and says, who am I, Lord, that you can send? And God tells him, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to be with you. And I'm going to go with you down there. But God sends Moses. Now, I'm saying that because later on I'm going to bring out something, maybe, if the Lord will help me. But God, now God is telling Moses, he said, I'm going to go to, Moses was the top of Jesus, but a top of the leader today. Amen. Moses, I mean, you know, just like pastors and teachers, especially pastors and leaders, teachers and different things like that, they're sent just like Moses was. Right. I mean, anointed just like Moses was. Now, Moses, I imagine, was afraid to go to Egypt down there, right. You know, declare this thing. That God, that you can't see, sent me down here, and you're going to have to let his people go, is what he told him. Right. He went on, he said, who do I say sent me? And he said, I am. Amen. He said, you tell him I am. Well, God goes on, and God hardens Pharaoh's heart. He brought plagues. I mean, he showed himself God down there to the point to where he's like, get him out of here.
Yeah. Right.
Just get him out of here. Well, now, he sends Moses. How many knows in our walk with the Lord there will be many challenges? How many knows we must make sure we keep moving in, not just moving. We keep moving in a right spirit and in faith.
Yes, sir.
We got to make sure that we walk with the Lord and stay in a right spirit and in faith. Because now that puts us in a position where the Lord is able to lead us on. But when we're in a wrong spirit and out of faith, you'll be led by a lot of junk. I mean, you'll be bombarded by a lot of junk in your life, and it'll try to shipwreck your life and all that. We'll see some things later on. I'm just kind of laying something out here. Now, he didn't tell Moses, you're going to be responsible for their food. He didn't say you're going to be responsible to feed their animals if they had any. You're going to be responsible, Moses. Now I'm telling you to go get them out, and you're responsible for everything in their life. That's not what he told Moses. See, some today think that the church is responsible for whatever they've led their life to. And you know, and we'll go on and get into this. This is not my preaching. This is the Bible. This is what God, they got out there and they told Moses, you brought us out to die. Well, Moses didn't bring them out. Come on, somebody. Moses didn't bring them out. It wasn't Moses' fault they out there.
Come on.
Come on, somebody. Y'all see what I'm saying? Yeah. It was not Moses' fault that they were out there.
God
brought them out there.
Amen.
Somebody say, God got me.
God got me.
Every one of us. It's God's responsibility to take care of us. It's God's responsibility to supply for us spiritually, physically, financially. And it's never God. It's never people's. It's never people's problem or the pressure of taking care of people. He didn't tell Moses, I'm going to give you all the gold of Egypt so you can take care of them. No, the Bible said they all come out. There was not one sick or not weak among them. Bless God, and they had gold and silver.
Bless the Lord.
They had it to worship God with, just like, you know, when they built the tabernacle and stuff. They decorated it up, and that's what it was all for. It was everything was to bring glory to the Lord somehow.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the Lord, and I told the story Wednesday night. And you need to get this in your spirit so that in the future, when you're able to teach those coming up under us, pray God, that ain't never happened to you, glory to God, shout, get up, you know, jump pews or whatever, that it ain't never happened to you, but it happens all the time to people. What I'm fixing to tell you, I told the story Wednesday night. How that whenever God told me to start the church, I've been in a ministry up there. I've been taking up the tithes and offerings. And I knew that ministry had a bunch of money. I tithed every week.
That's right. Come on. Bless the Lord.
So there was somewhat a wrong thinking of they are obligated now because I've given money for 8 years there. Who did I give it to? Come on, somebody. Did I give it to the church or did I give it to the Lord?
Lord.
When we give somebody something, do we decide just to go take it back?
Nope.
When you're giving a gift, right? You're giving a gift? Well, I give them that for Christmas, but my kid might want it back in March. Let's go get it. And feel obligated to go take that gift or feel obligated because you bought them a gift? Look, this stuff is not good in the body of Christ. Moses was not obligated to take care of them.
Right.
The church is not obligated. I'm talking about you now. I'm talking about all the other leaders out there. Praise God, that is bombarded. I mean, I get calls all the time. Can you do this, Pastor? Can you pray this? Can you help us with this, Pastor? And my favorite word without the Spirit of God is, guess what? No. I love the word no. It is a good word. It takes pressure off of me. It just sets me free. No. Oh, no. Because when you say yes, oh, God, I got to go to everybody. I mean, and you got turmoil. You got to go to the Lord. Make sure you did it right. But no, no. Hallelujah.
Come on.
So I told the story, and I'm telling God, God, they could give me $10,000. Having this wrong sense of thinking, I've been faithful there. I've tied there for 8 years. Big deal. I gave it to God. I thought you gave it to God all them years. I thought you were loving God with your offerings all them years. I didn't know you was going to have a demand on the church. So if you're here, I'm just letting you know ahead of time, that's ungodly. That's ungodlike. That's ungodlike thinking. No, I've honored God where God will take care of me. I've honored God tithes so God can come move in my finances. I give offerings so God can. I mean, I went through that ordeal and God wouldn't let this church even know that I done drove to work three weeks on empty. But you know what? I had this thinking, God, I mean, I could tell them they'd take up an offering. Lord, at least I'd have some gas money. And God said, I thought you trusted me. Well, I'm talking to y'all. God's telling us. And you know what? I'm saying this in a bold way, passionate way, loving way. Bless God, God came through for Scotty. Glory to God. And I know he'll do it for you. If you will trust him, if you will not put pressure on anybody other than God.
Amen.
If you put it any other way, you're going to be let down. I don't got enough money to take care of all of y'all. He's a high spender. Every time you see that woman, she's going remodeling a house or something. Cars. Old cars. You know, I can't take care of all of y'all. Some of y'all want Mustang GTs. And Johnny said, she ain't getting mine. Why not, Johnny? If you have something your brother has need of, if you shut up your bowels and compassion, how dwelleth the Lord? They use that garbage. They use twisting those scriptures out of manipulation to get what they want. To get people to move out of their emotions instead of moved by and led by the Spirit of God. So if every one of us stand together, just like you would in the wilderness out there against all of that witchcraft and all of that, we stand against it. We put a shield up, a big shield up from the enemy, and he can't come in and do nothing.
Right. Come on.
See, Moses... He sent Moses in, and God spoke to him. He said, I want you to go inform them. He said, I want you to go inform them that I'm the one responsible for where they're at, good or bad. You've made wrong choices. He told you not to do it. He said, I'm responsible if they will turn to me. I'm responsible. I will forgive. I will have mercy. I will deliver. He said, but if they don't turn, they will get bitter and they will be destroyed by their own choices. He goes over there and he tells them, Beth, give me the next one, please. Let's read that name. I want to look at my notes. Where I won't forget nothing. And we keep moving.
Amen.
Wherever you're at today, you just keep moving. You keep moving forward. Just like Teresa said, I'm telling you, we're fixing to go to plateaus that we have not thought that we could go to. Well, God has been, we've been going through the fire. We've been going through the flood. But now he's purged some. Some have got out. Some have been took out by the enemy from this place that is supposed to be here in the last 5 months. And I'm not ignorant of what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. People that are supposed to be here are not here this morning. Some of them got offended over hair. Some of them got offended over some things. Some of them thought things this and that. Some people have thought I'm a dictator.
Come on. Bless the Lord.
Some people just don't know. I'll give you my house if God tells me to.
Right.
I won't take your house. I don't want it. I'm glad you got one. Tell me that's dictatorship. If I hold your foot to the fire of some position here in this church, that don't mean I'm a dictator. That means I'm helping you.
That's right. Come on.
That means I want you to grow up and be faithful.
That's right.
So that God can use you in a greater manner in your near future. Hallelujah. I mean, what if God tells you he wants you to go to Georgia and preach and start a church over there? If you ain't been faithful and ain't used to just being faithful to the Lord, you'll say, Georgia, that's got to be the devil, and you'll miss the whole destiny of God. Okay, he said, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel. Now, this is where... This is where they're up here to the promised land. They brought them to the promised land. This is where they're at, their promised land. This is from Exodus chapter 3 all the way over to Numbers. And in the middle of all of getting to this place, the Lord told me this morning, he said, there's many, son, in my kingdom that complain when I bless them. They complain that it's not enough. They complain. He said, I can give them some, and they're not appreciative of the little. I'm trying to get them to be thankful in the little so that they can rejoice in the bunch.
Right.
He said, and not only are there some that are complaining, he said, there's some that is going to go down this road that I took just like I took you down to where I brought you. And the Lord spoke this to me one time, and he said, this is a big picture of your life and what I'm going to do in your life. And it was the whole story of the children of Israel. He said, you were enslaved to Satan and sin. He said, and I come down in that living room and I delivered you. That was like Moses delivering them. He said, I delivered you by my spirit. I gave you my son. Put him in your heart. He said, now, he said, you look at the children of Israel. He said, I brought you out from slavery. He said, I brought you into a place, he said, of just enough. He said, just like in the wilderness. He said, I could have dumped out truckloads and baskets full of anything they wanted. He said, I was trying to teach them to have a grateful heart in a hard place. I was trying to teach them to love me in the hard place, whether they got what they wanted or they did not. Look, we can't have fits because we don't get what we want when we want it. We limit God. That is putting our fist in the face of God and saying, I know what I need, God. That's not good. That's just not good. God, I don't want him grieved with me. I do not want God grieved with me. But you know what? I mean, back then, I thought, God, just take me to Canaan land. Just give me to Canaan land. He said, you can't handle Canaan land. He said, because there's enemies in Canaan land. Yes. Right. He said, you're not ready for the enemies that are in Canaan land. See, they wasn't ready to come out from under being slaves. They still had a slave mentality, Johnny. Right. I mean, they wasn't ready to go take on no giants.
Right.
Now we go back, give me that Numbers 3. Go back to Numbers 3, please, before we go on.
Exodus.
I got Exodus 3, I'm sorry. You smart, Johnny. You slick, man. That boy right there, every time you talk about something just about, scripture comes up to him and he'll say something in line with it.
Amen. Bless him.
You know what? Do you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of when Gideon thought he needed a lot more people than he needed to get the job done. And God tells him, he says, go down and drink. He said, all those that just drink and not watch, send them home. They're not watching. He said, but all those that drink, they drink and they're watching.
Yep.
He said, those are the ones. 300 men went down there. And he didn't tell them. I'm watching y'all now. They drink and they're watching for the enemy at the same time. They're alert of what's going on around them.
Right.
Those 300 defeated a bunch of enemies. Those 300 were ready. Those 300 had somewhat prepared and had a mentality of the enemy around them, and they're not going to be took out, and they're not giving in to their financial troubles. Whatever it might be now.
Come on.
Down here in modern times. Okay, now. He said, I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land into a good land, unto a land full of milk and honey, unto the place of the enemies.
Yep.
Yep. I noticed that this morning. I've read that for many, 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 many times. But when I got right there, I seen it. I seen in my spirit enemies. Yep. I thought Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Hivites, all of these are enemies. It's your financial troubles.
Yep.
Come on, somebody. It's your wife acting up. Come on, somebody. It's not liking things done in the ministry. Come on, somebody. These things have come to take you out. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God brought you out. God knows where you're at. God knows what it takes to mold you and make you. God knows what it takes to add to you so that you can handle these enemies when you get there. He brought them out into the wilderness. Can you see it? I mean, he told them, I'm taking y'all here, but these are enemies. He's saying that these enemies are occupying the things that I out for you. The enemy, these enemies right here over there, they're on the way to Canaan land. Canaan land was the last one, the Canaanites. They defeated all the rest of them.
Thank you, Jesus.
He took them through.
Bless you, Lord.
Time they got down there, Caleb and Joshua, boy, they're like, glory to God, we've been in this church 8 years, we've seen a bunch of crap.
Yeah, right.
Well, a lot of things try to take us out. We've seen people come and go. We've seen them get mad at the pastor. We've seen them. That's what Caleb and Joshua, they come through that wilderness, seen all that complaining and that griping about, it's cold out here, it's hot. We're tired of this food. We're tired of the same old service. We're tired of not having enough. We're tired, God. We're tired of not having enough. I mean, I work and it's never enough. Listen, we all go through these ways, and we have to learn in these times if we're going to grow and move on up in the Lord, hallelujah, and have the provision of God to have a grateful, thankful heart when we don't have enough to pay all of our bills.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
That is a key to more.
Amen.
These people up here that did what I'm telling you, they complained. Psalm 78, I preached to here in this church. They limited one. They turned back, the Bible says. They kept marching forward. Going to church. Last thing I'm going to do is get out of church. No, get your heart in it.
Amen.
Don't just go to church. Get your heart in the Lord.
Amen.
Get your heart into serving God. Get your heart into growing. Get your heart into a place where you're willing to sacrifice for others.
Amen.
I told the Lord, I'm in a good place. I'm not broke. I'm not weak. I'm not sick. I'm not oppressed. I'm good. You don't want to give me some of that money. No, I'm telling you how to get there to your own, bud.
Yeah.
Keep your heart off of my money. That's mine.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. I ain't going to save for 15 years and you make wrong decisions and me go bust my banking account that I've saved for 15 years for your ignorance.
That's right.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get ugly with
you.
But you wouldn't do it either. You saved for 5 years, let me go to make the wrong choices. You've saved up for your down payment on your house. Now go to not halfway serving God, not honoring God and all that. And, you know, just go about and come to you. And, well, if you see your brother in need, you got the money and you shut up your mouth. I'm in need, brother. You're going to stand up and say, no, I've been watching you, homie. Black God, I've been saving for 5 years, and Pastor told us to save. I started saving. You ain't getting my money. And you wouldn't be ungodly. I know y'all watch y'all learning. This is some good stuff, man. I mean, I know it's causing us to pull our socks up. I know. Quit getting, you know, quit having them droopy drawers. Pull them up.
Bless you,
Richard, brother.
I am. But see, they couldn't go in. They wasn't able to go in. Let's read a little bit more. Go back, man. Now notice the enemies. He could have went there and said, look, God's going to deliver y'all. But all of these Jebusites, they're down there occupied. Now y'all got to go. You know, and here God brings them to the Red Sea. They're already in fear. Here comes the enemy. And the Lord, Moses looks toward the Lord. See, Moses don't know what to do either.
Right.
If I try to solve all your problems, I get all confused. If I come in here, but God, with that word, and I don't care about it, I'm a straight. I know what I'm talking about now. I know where I'm at. I'm on the right road, baby. Bless God. Hallelujah.
Right.
I ain't all confused about Sharon and his wife's upset.
Come on.
There's her family acting up over there. Good Lord, I've been mad. Where you been for a month and a half? Don't ask me. I'm just kidding.
Bless the Lord.
I did. I thought, where Matt's at? I hope he ain't done my mind. Yeah, I suffered because of that. I love you, man. Don't do it again. You be here. If you need us to come tie a chain around your waist, drag you here, I can do that. I got a four-wheel drive. He told me, I'm getting fat, so I need a four-wheel drive. But see, we can cause each other to suffer unbeknown to us. We can cause hardship and unnecessary battles with one another. And when we're not faithful to the Lord, when we're not going after the Lord, and even if we're not here, and I wasn't getting on TV, I'm kidding. No, I'm not kidding, dude. See, God gives grace if I'm not supposed to be here.
Right.
Nobody's like, where's Scotty? I wonder where Scotty's at. Everybody's like, oh, where was Scotty? Oh, we didn't know he was gone, man. Why, everything was fine.
Come on.
I was graced to be able to go to preaching or whatever I was. Now, if I'm laying in the bed on Sunday, I know there's something wrong. And every time I think about Scotty, why? It's called your spirit being. Right. And I'm connected to you. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so all of this, he goes, and they went and came to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation, the children of Israel, in the wilderness praying Kadesh and brought back wood unto them. They went up, spied out the land unto the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Now they come here and now they are, Moses sends them up and says, go see if it's like God said. Because Moses don't really know. All he knows is what God told him. To go down there and tell them, Moses don't know if in there it's like that or not. So Moses sends them in there. And they bring back wood, and they start bringing back stuff from Canaan land. Showed them the fruit of the land, and they told them, they said, we came into the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it flows with milk and honey. Amen. And this is the fruit of it. Go ahead. Nevertheless, look here.
Yep.
They said, yes, sir, we believe God will move for your finances. Yes, sir, we believe God can straighten your marriage. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we believe no weapons conformed against us will prosper. They had the Isaiah, these people. Yes, sir, we believe that God is a big God. Nevertheless, no, you got to keep moving. You might say, well, finance, keep moving. Well, it's hard at church. Keep moving. I got a feeling to keep moving. Monty walks up to me. Monty walks up to me and says, Scotty Weston? I said, yes. He said, I just want you to know, man, if I ever get offended you, I'm coming straight to face to you. I'm coming to you. I said, well, I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. I said, I sure do. I mentioned it to Teresa. She said, maybe you won't never get offended. That was a good one. That's better than having to make it right, ain't it? We just ain't going to take offense, hallelujah.
Right.
I'm not going to get offended at y'all. I don't like the way my own monkey's slow as a herd turtle. Good Lord. And I'm like, come on, man. Let's go. Yo, come on, monkey over here, man. I mean, you watch him when he comes in the door back there. Takes him, seems like 8 minutes to get to the, up here. He gets here an hour early because he got to tow his guitar in. But you know what? Monkey, I need to be really more like Monkey.
Yeah.
Just lay back. You know, just I'd make a lot less mistakes. But see, I can't say, well, Monkey ain't right. Good God, come on, man, kick it. No, I just have to put up with Monty. And put up with him. And put up with him. He put up with me for 8 years. About that thing right there.
Bless him, Lord.
That thing right there. That boss. No, it ain't the boss. I am. Oh, put an amp up. No, Monty, no. Explain to him. No, I'm not putting an amp up there now. Not going to explain it to him. I go and explain to him. Well, I mean, we need to be able to control you out here, you know. Because people blah blah blah, and he still didn't get it. Did he get amped? No, no, Monty, no.
He has a little hard time too.
Yeah, well, that's his excuse. Nevertheless, nevertheless, and he said no, but nevertheless, I'm not picking on you, man. Nevertheless, I can't hear it. Nevertheless, come on, if you say no, just keep moving.
He is Lord.
He did. He kept moving without the help. I'm sure he had to get over that.
Yep.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure, but I wasn't doing that to hurt Monty at all.
No.
I was not. I done been there, done that with people, and they put the stuff up there and crank it up, and you tell them, turn it. I told them, I put the keyboard up one time, and I said, okay, turn it wide open so we can get it dusted down there. They didn't. They turned it halfway, Dave. How much is wide open? Does that mean halfway?
No.
No, they had a purpose. They did it so they could crank themselves up when they wanted to. How many know that's rebellion? They don't know why I did it. They didn't ask, why do you want me to turn it all the way up? I would have not had a problem explaining it.
Yeah.
The reason why I want you all the way up and down there is so that you can't turn it up and get louder than I want you to be out there. Because you ain't the only one out there. I'm thinking about all the congregation. I'm trying to get everybody comfortable so the music sounds right. And you have a problem with that. Why? Because nevertheless. See, these people didn't enter into the promises of God that had the nevertheless.
No.
Nevertheless, they're giants. He said, moreover, they who dwell in the land. The Hittites, the Ebusites, you can go back to Numbers. Where that one? Yeah, that one. Well, I want to be. I don't know where I want to be. Go back to Isaiah.
He's demonstrating where you don't.
I don't forget where I'm at.
Huh? You didn't give me Isaiah.
Oh, there we go. Numbers.
Numbers
13.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really
well, I meant flip it one. Don't go back. See, now you done got Beth embarrassed back there. She looks like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we. See, the Neverlessers sees themselves as grasshoppers in this story. Your mountain, maybe your financial trial now. Oh, we're going to be destroyed. Oh, I understand. I'm down there and I'm 3 months behind on my house. God won't let me come here. God spoke to me then and said, don't tell that church nothing. Everybody thought I had plenty of money. They're like, Scotty, death going in, death going out. I want to throw up. I didn't want to hear that. I didn't even want to hear it. You blessed, ain't you, brother? You want to go, shut up. I'll never say that. Shut down over there and listen to the preaching. Don't tell me what I ain't. That's what you felt like at that time. Look, this walking with the Lord don't feel good sometimes. It just don't feel good. I'm sure here, these people, they said, God, we got to go to church now? You mean we got to fight, Brother Scotty? Has it come to me having to be, a good steward with my money? Really?
No.
I thought we'd just blow what I wanted. Yeah, that's why you didn't blow. Went through something here just not too long ago. No work coming in, all that. Travis gets down pretty low. I don't know, $65 or so, whatever. You got getting low. You down at the bottom of the barrel, man. No, I'm not going to store, no. I didn't see him go get no steaks and stuff. I see him out there cooking turnip greens, whatever he's cooking. They ain't cooking real food out of the garden. Don't cost nothing. Daddy done cooked. Daddy done planned that. Well, they're talking. They're at work a little bit. And he said something about, I got my savings. And I just looked at him and I said, don't touch it. Don't touch that savings. What am I supposed to tell him? Drain it, boy. Give me half of it. Shoot, you've been saving all this time. Don't matter anyhow. We ain't going without a cold drink. Good God Almighty. I need one of them. What's them new drinks you drink, son? That new drink, they said don't do it.
Red line.
He drank one of them. I couldn't tell. He wasn't hit about goofy as he's always been. The red line got him red line. Say, don't drink them red line. They'll kick you in the butt. You ain't never had no homebrew. That red line ain't got nothing on homebrew.
Especially
Grandpa's
old
cotton. Yeah, well, you won't be drinking now. Praise God. But see, we honestly, we got to grow up. We got to grow. We can have fun and we can kid and we can be joyful people. Nothing wrong with all that. But when it comes down to it, we need to be watchers. We need to be watching of what's going on around us. We need to be aware of the spirits that are trying to talk to us and inject thoughts to us like nobody cares. Nobody cares about me. The church don't care about me. That's a full-blown lie. I don't care if you're over in India. Your pastor loves you. I don't care if you're up in Coleman. Your pastor loves you. Your pastor may not want to change your diaper much longer. I mean, gonna spank you if you don't grow up, but that don't mean he don't love you. Yeah. Told a lady yesterday out there, and I said, boy, he won't something out of him. I said, you're going to get potty trained. So he said, no, Papa, I don't want to be potty trained. He's four. Three. Fix me before December. I don't want to be potty trained, Papa. I said, oh, yeah, you do. You can't go to school. I said, you can get on some of them little girl panties.
Nope, I'm not going to wear panties, Papa. I'm not wearing panties. I got me a new pull-up.
You know, that reminds me of a bunch of church folk.
I don't want to grow up, Brother Gunny, because I have to come to church regular. I don't want to grow up, Brother Johnny, because, I mean, you want me to be at church every service.
Yeah.
And I'm tired on Wednesday night.
So, like, I don't want a potty train.
Yeah. I want to stay with Mama.
That's what he said. I'm going to stay with Mom.
Yeah.
I said, you ain't going to stay with Mom. You're going to get out from under Mom.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we got to break him from Mom. I mean, we don't want him with a mustache. Mom, can I come on, Mom? 28 years old. Mama, 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 my wife, Mama.
Oh, she didn't take no time with Mama. I'm going on to eat him, get hungry, Mama.
I mean, that's what he'll be at 28. He's a Christian, been in church 50 years. I'm proud of your brother Scotty. He'll get on to you, boy. I ain't going over to find me somewhere where they love you.
Yeah, that is
cool. Yeah, he goes in there. Well, that pastor, he lies. All he does lies. No, it's you. You done been to five churches.
Right.
I'm getting on to you now. You think all God is saying, get out of them diapers.
Right.
Because I'd rob off that pacifier, please. Next time you run across it, it's going to stay on this stage until we grow up. And then, bless God, we're going to build a stand on it for the ones that's coming in behind. Because you know what? We ain't buying no new ones. We're just going to give them the old one. We'll make sure it's good and detailed up clean. See, God's got a church here, buddy. I mean, he's put some warriors together here. We're warriors in the Lord. I mean, we ain't going, but we might, something might hit us, and it might try to get us for sure, but we gear up, and we get in there with the Lord, and we fast, and we seek the Lord, and we pray, and then we come together, and we're like, glory to God. We've been watching, pray to God, let the devil mess with this church. And when somebody says something, you know, we're like, nah, I was in a meeting one time in my church. And everybody's scared to do what I do, I reckon. And this evangelist, he's evangelist in church. I'm an evangelist in church, you know. And I had a sermon on Romans 12, too, and I'm going to preach that. And he said, that's my sermon. I said, what? He said, what you going to preach on? I said, I'm preaching. I said, I'm going to preach Romans 12, too. Be not conformed to this world. He said, that's my sermon. I was going to preach that the next time here. I said, you don't know Mary sermon, buddy. I thought you want to fight over the sermon, but God, I wasn't very old in the Lord. I'm like, we're going to get a knockdown drag out here in the parking lot. I'll show you right now. That's my sermon. God, give it to me. You know, I mean, I'm about to get upset with him. I'm like, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to preach it. I'm going to preach it, Bobby. I'm going to preach it. That's my sermon. Did God give me? What you think, that Bible belongs to you? Man, my Bible says the same thing your Bible.
That's right. Come on.
Well, I mean, Brother Scotty, I had it first. I said, no, you don't know how long I've had it.
You don't know when you get yours. Well, he gets a little upset. Man, Brother Scotty,
evangelist thinks he don't come in here. Well, I was here first. I've been here a long time.
I'm thinking, well, the parable of the, you know, them workers in there.
Yeah.
Some of them went at 7 o'clock, some of them 10. Got done, they all got paid the same.
Yeah.
I don't figure there's no big eyes and little U's in this thing.
Yeah.
I believe we get rewarded. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I'm sitting in a meeting in there, the same guy, sitting in a meeting in there, praying God, and he wanted them to deal with somebody that wasn't perfect, that was wanting to work in the church, you know, wanted to pull them down, whatever the case might be. And I'm over there, and I'm like, well, you know, man, I mean, they got a pretty good heart, I think, you know, like that. Well, I'm going to pull him down. He gets up out of the meeting, goes out of there. He going to quit. He's going to quit the church. He ain't getting his way in there.
Man, nevertheless, I'm an evangelist. I'm an old guy now, and I'm going to have my say a little bit at the table.
No, pastor done said we ain't going to do it. Pastor, he's the boss. He's under God. He's going to be held responsible. He's trying to help you to have mercy. But there ain't no telling if you went back how much mercy pastor done had on him. Probably way more than he's ever given anybody.
Right.
Well, baby like him ain't growed up. You know good well he ain't been getting to me a spanking. People don't hardly pitch fits in here. They don't. They's under here. There's love here. There's respect for one another here.
Thank you.
It ain't because y'all scared of me. If you are, I mean, what's wrong with y'all? Look, I'm a little guy. There's a bunch of y'all. Y'all can take me down easy. Well, look at Dave. He can probably jump up one leg and throw me on the ground. He wouldn't even have to jump up, man. He'd just sling his leg up. He can take me down. I'm going to bite his calf on the way down, but I mean, he can take me down.
Bless him, Lord.
No, it's under.
Right.
It's under. And what happened to them there? They get there and let's just read on a little bit. And Caleb, no, go back. That was good.
Okay,
and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now, let us go.
Yep.
Let us go up. The ones that don't want to go, they don't have to go. We know there's challenges ahead of us. We know there's going to be challenges fighting for our right to be healed and be blessed and be one with each other. We understand the challenges. We understand there's going to be sacrifices that we each one have to make to do the will of God and to have God's will done in our lives. We already got our mind set to warfare. We've already got our mind set to that we're going to fight the good fight of faith. And that's what Caleb and Joshua, so they steal the people and said, look, I know what going on. You y'all complain through the, some of y'all's complain, not y'all here, but y'all's complain ever since we come through the Red Sea.
Come on.
And I probably would have said, I hope y'all don't go. I'd rather go in peace in there, man. All y'all do is gripe about the food, gripe about the heat, gripe about Moses, gripe about Abraham, gripe about all of us. Which they didn't. Let's go at the once. We're more than able to take them. You're more than able to conquer the battles you're in right now.
Amen.
You're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You hear me?
Hallelujah.
This church right here, you can't stop this church. The devil can't stop it. He's tried for 20-something years. He just can't.
Amen.
Why? Because there's a bunch of us, we're going to do the will of God.
Amen.
We're going to have unity in that church. We're going to bless God. We're going to be one with each other.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, when you're like that, it's the blessing that comes down on us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, I've been upset. Half of y'all think Johnny's the only one I've never been upset. Yeah, me too. Because you wouldn't come to church on Sunday night. You go to flea market every now and then. You go to flea market. I'm like, man, you know, and I had to be patient, Johnny.
We all got to grow up.
Got to, you know, because one thing a pastor wants, he wants you here every service, sick or not.
Yeah.
Fire your boss if you have to, man. You know, do some fighting, man. Just get rid of the job.
Yeah.
You know? If it's your wife, leave her at home. Don't stay there with her.
Yeah.
If it's your neighbor coming over, tell them get their Sunday clothes on. Come on over. It's Wednesday. We're going to church. Come on, y'all, get your clothes on. Come on over. Them neighbors won't come. Because they just there to hinder you. Face anything. I mean, a pastor, he's like, whatever you got to sacrifice, kill all the animals, the bulls, kill them all. If they run it out there at church, run over them on your way to church. Boy, I mean, I'm on it. I've always been on that church thing. Man, I'm tired on Wednesday night. Shut that up, shoot that old cow, and quit letting it move you.
Yeah.
You keep moving.
Amen.
Don't let it move you on Wednesday night.
I don't see the need on Wednesday night. Brother Scotty preaching the same thing. Same thing every time I go.
No, every time you miss, we preach something different because you ain't here. We got to keep preaching the same thing till you get it.
Yeah.
Till you get it.
He preaches the same thing. Love and money.
Well, you're greedy and hateful. And we've got to blast you right out of the water with it. We've got to give you a bomb. Come on, somebody.
Well, he preaches a little bit long.
Yeah, you are self-centered, self-willed, self-seeking.
That's wrong.
And we've got to make them a little longer so you can sweat it out. Hallelujah. Until you finally say, what's the use? I might as well just take a suitcase. I'm going to church. Woo! Y'all getting some funny stuff today. I'm serious, though.
Bless you, Lord.
Woo! I tell Blunt over at the door, shut up! I'm not listening to you after 2 o'clock. People call me after 2 o'clock. I'm asleep. I'm not that phone. I mean, hell can just burn up. And I ain't turning that ringer off. Dave, I'm sleeping. I'm getting ready for service tonight. Wednesday, yeah. Hey, turn it on.
Well, it's business. It's business.
No, this is business. Oh, Jesus is business. And y'all are business. I got to be rested up, not mind on all that stuff all day long. See, that's what I'm talking about. We got to be willing to sacrifice the things that we need to sacrifice. But I'm going to tell you, a sacrificial life is a life full of power, a life full of grace, a life full of anointing, a life full of joy and peace and supply. Hallelujah. Went yesterday. Yeah, I come over there to the food plate. I'm getting some feed from a cow. We'll feed them a little bit, you know. Hey, you want to sell your cows? I said, yeah, I might. You want to go look at them? I said, yeah, let's go. Get in there and go up there. And he said, what you got to have for them? I said, I want $28,000 for them. $28,000? How many? Where's the rest of them? I said, no, that's all of them. I said, I was just kidding, man. He said, I fix saying the rest of the herd somewhere else. I said, no, man. I said, I probably, I hope you back out. And I said, I'll take $12,000 for it. I said, I'll probably take that. He said, you going to buy that trailer? I said, what, for $1,000? He said, well, I guess. He said, you want to go look at it? I said, let's go. We go over there. I bought a 24-foot gooseneck, 3-axle trailer with big ramps. And I said, you gonna take $1,000? He's looking at me. He can't help himself. And he says, well, I guess I done said it. I said, well, God, let me pay you. I paid him. Started out taking me back. I said, you think it was worth $1,000? I'm asking the guy I just bought it from. I said, you think it's worth $1,000? Well, buddy, it's worth 3 times that. I said, well, appreciate it. He took me back up there, got out, and I thought, what just happened, Jesus? Glory to God, I just made $2,000. You know, man, I thought, glory to God, that's what it is, God, to be in a place where you can do stuff. You can do stuff. See, in these Hittites and Jebusites and these things that you're facing right now, they're taking you to Canaan. They're taking you to the promise. Thirdly, you need enemies. The devil's good for you. Every devil's not a bad for you. I need the devil to show me who I am, what authority I have. If I don't ever face the devil, I don't know if he's under my feet or not. But you let him come up and I'll be like,
Well, Jesus said you're under my feet.
You're under my feet, God.
Lydia.
It worked. It's real. Well, that devil, I needed him. I needed that devil to show me the authority that I had.
Well, come on.
Well, come Sunday morning. I'm about to go to Monty. And I said, Monty, have you thought any more about the men's meeting? I don't even want to tell you that.
Why not, Brother Scott? You need to get that.
Because I got to go to church one more time a month. Have you ever thought about it? If I tell him and he does it, dad gummit, I'm going to go one time a month to church sometime or other.
Come on.
Boy, ain't that flesh crack. Curtis, don't tell Monty. He's short and he's wanting to get her done. He's wanting to do something for Jesus. And how's he going to look? Wonder where Brother Scotty is. There's men meeting at his church and he's going to need to show up. I'm obligating myself. Have any old men willing to give another service? Uh-oh, two of them. See, I got to preach it again. Y'all don't want to sacrifice nothing. Y'all understand? Oh, it's going to be one more night off of my sleeping on the couch or eating my potato chips there. How many are willing to sacrifice now? We got all of them. Yeah, boy, y'all don't have to preach it again. I'm being funny when you be led to come along. But listen, we got to keep moving forward. You just keep moving forward where you at. We're all in a good place. You're in a good place. I don't feel like I'm done. Stop that. Yeah. Tell Aiden, go pick them toys up. I don't feel like it. Well, you drug them out.
Yeah.
I told Aubrey, she's sitting on my lap yesterday, and Travis, he said, all right, kids, all right, Aiden, get the toys put up. Get them up. Aiden's over there, and he's looking at him. I said, they're over there and over there and over there. And I put my arm around Aubrey. I said, look, you haven't done it all by himself, baby. You didn't tear out not one toy. He hasn't done it all by himself, baby. Look at him. Yeah, well, she didn't make a mess and she doesn't have to clean one up. If I don't let a mess get in my life, I don't have to clean one up, pray God. It's best just to move forward and watch and keep going forward, doing the things that we know to do. So I want to encourage you, praise God. You're in a good place. You might not feel like you're in a good place, but I'm telling you, you take the word that you've heard today and you say, Lord, I'm going to put whatever you lead me and put in my heart and inspire me. I'm going to put it into action, God. I'm not going to be a hearer only. I'm going to be a doer of the word that I've heard, Lord. And I'm going to go forth, Lord, because I'm going to my Canaan land. I'm going to be where I'm blessed going in. Blessed going. I'm going to be where I'm totally healed in my body. I'm going to have my marriage in a good... I'm going to have the man that God wants for me, a godly one. Y'all young teenagers that's looking for that boy, you better make sure he looks like a sissy and he's in church. Cause all the good looking little hunks is out there and they got them a doobie going on. They driving daddy's car. They drive drinking daddy's Budweiser. Ain't got a job, won't work, living in the basement. And looks really good. But you got them in church, but God, they got a job, they look good, you know, they don't talk, cuss, all that stuff. They don't look very advertising to you. And I'm telling you, that'll be the one you're looking for. Hallelujah. And our young men, praise God, they need to know that they need to already be looking for a godly woman. That's what I believe for Travis. I said, Lord, when he was young, I said, Lord, I thank you, Lord. When he gets up, Lord, I know there's a lot of, going to be a lot of young girls that's going to like him. He looks like daddy. He's going to be popular, Lord. They're going to want him.
Lord.
Oh, Lord, I know there's going to be some little Delilahs out there, Lord. Them that ain't serving Jesus. And I thank the Lord when he was young, I said, Lord, thank you that he will get a godly woman. Lord, that she'll already know you and love you, and she'll already, and I mean, a deceiver came along. She went to church. She went to my brother's church. My brother, oh, they're good Christians. I said, they are. Yeah, well, Teresa, she going through some stuff, so I'll let him, you know, go see her or something. I don't know. Come to find out, she's gothic stuff. She's in the darkness and gothic stuff, and told him, just climb out of the window. And Daddy and him, he was afraid to climb out of our window. Man. If your kids ain't afraid to climb out your window, something wrong with you.
Right.
I mean, you're just laying her asleep. You're a little sissy man.
That's right.
She was a strong woman now. She did. I mean, I didn't need to whip him a lot because she kept him straight for me, Dave. Ooh, she was lining him up. But you know what? Beth already knew the Lord and all that stuff. Well, see, I had to go ahead in the future in that battle, hallelujah, yeah, and fight that thing in the spirit realm, praise God, to work. That didn't work out with that girl and that one and that one, and then Beth came along, and then I'm going to tell Beth if he talks to any other girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell her.
I did.
And she did tell her. Don't let your boy get a girlfriend and backstab her. He needs a spanking.
Yeah.
Well, he's 16 years old, hog-tying on the bed. I mean, Teresa could hold him down, and I'd whoop him. I'd still whoop him right now. I'd get a belt. He couldn't handle them stripes. He'd fall to the ground, dad. He wouldn't think about hitting me. If he did, I'd tell Teresa, hurry, get his legs. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And we thank you, Lord, that we're moving forward. We're